Hi, it's Out the Box again, although, as usual, we are actually very much in the commentary box. It's been a horrible rain shower right at the end of the day, but we're going to look through what has been a momentous day for Somerset County Cricket Club. I'm alongside Sam Dowling, who's been commentating with me today, and Ben Warren's going to join us as well, who's in charge of all the digital things you'll see online, but also the live stream too. And Sam, we've got to start with the main news today, and that is of James Roo's maiden double century, 221 by the time he was out right at the end of the first innings. What more is there to say, but what a day for him.
Just, the kid is outstanding at everything he does. Like, we've got to go back to yesterday. When he wanders into the middle, Somerset are 41 for four. They then become, 80 for five, as Vic corrected me on air. Like, it's the partnerships. You know, Casey Aldridge, he put on 100 odd with, he put on 100 plus with Shoaib Bashir for the last wicket, which was a joy to watch. And, you know, people, there's this kind of, Bazball this, Bazball that, you got to score quickly. He went from 150 to 200 in 38 balls. He hit Mohammed Abbas for back-to-back sixes. And so, like, a double hundred doesn't often need context, but I'm going to give it some. And I've already talked about the perilous position Somerset were in. At that point, an hour into this game, on day one, there was only one winner. And that remains the case at the end of day two, except the potential winner has completely flipped around. James Roo has done that. And the quality of this bowling attack, right? Yes, they weren't quite on it as they might have been. Kyle Abbott was on the first hour of day one, but other than that, they've been a bit loose. And the pitch is flat. You've got Abbott, Abbas, Keith Barker, Liam Dawson and James Fuller. Like, that attack has taken Hampshire to within whiskers of county championship titles in recent years. And James Roo just looks completely unflustered, unfazed by everything. He's very low-key. He did have a little smile and punched the air when he reached double 100. He afforded himself that. But I think Harry Trump says he's a photographer's nightmare because there's never anything animated about him. He never is over the top. For him, it's just business as usual, Charlie.
And he looks so at home against these great, you know, this great bowling attack at the top division of first class cricket in this country. Ben Warren, as I mentioned, is alongside us as well. You've got a great view from where you are directing the live stream. What did you make of it today?
Yeah, brilliant knock. I mean, it's hard to add anything to what we've already said on commentary. We've just spoken to Jason Kerr there, and I think actually Jason's words were of real interest. He's very keen normally to play young talent, you know, to not get over the top with it, but some of his comments that he's saying about how he's the best young cricketer, you know, the best start to a Somerset career that he's ever seen, and he was asked whether we could compare him with James Hildreth and Marcus Trescothick, and you know, I think that everything Jason said in that interview suggests just how highly everyone on the county circuit rates him. I saw a tweet from Ricky Clark, who was downstairs working for BBC, saying he's the best young player he's seen since Ollie Pope. So yeah, I mean, these aren't, you know, I think he's now gone on much wider than the Somerset cricket bubble in terms of what people around the country are looking at him at. So unflustered, unflappable, you know, he looks in total control of what he's doing. And I think the biggest compliment you can give to him, he just doesn't look like getting out. You know, and that's, and he looks like got a lot of time, and he just doesn't look like he's going to make a mistake anytime soon. And he, you know, and he's quite, it's quite monotonous. And that's, you know, and I mean that in a good context. You know, he doesn't change what he does. He doesn't change his processes compared to what, you know, the what ball's coming down at him. He stays the same every time. So, yeah. Amazing achievement. It's Somerset's first double 100 for something like 7 years. So, he deserves all the praise that he's getting on from Somerset fans. Mm.
Worth just reminding everyone that he was born in 2004. So he's here already making this impact. And you mentioned about Jason Kerr, and I was listening into that post-day interview that we did. And without prompting Jason, he's talking about potentially, hopefully, James going on to play, he said, about getting the three lines on the shirt. And that's something which coaches don't always do that. They can be quite reticent about bigging up players like that. But I think given the quality that we've seen today and across the whole season, it's not going to be completely out of the question pretty soon.
It's that conversion rate, isn't he? He's only scored 150 this summer. If you look at the numbers, just the 400s and the double century to go with it. Like, what is it? I think Dan Lawrence is the only other teenager to have scored 6 first class hundreds, and Dan Lawrence is a pretty good player, yeah. So he's in good company.
Let's talk about some of the other bits, because just take it as read from us that we could probably talk about James Roof for the rest of this podcast. But I want to talk a bit about the support that he got as well. Firstly, Casey Aldridge, and then a bit later on, Bess and Shoaib Bashir. Ben, without those three accompanying him, we wouldn't have seen a James Roof double hundred today. So that was really important.
Yeah, massively important. Yeah, Casey Aldridge played really nicely. You know, again, he came in under extreme pressure yesterday. I know we spoke a little bit about his knock on yesterday's podcast. But Don Best played really nice as well, didn't he? You know, he came in and he was the Don Best that we've all remembered batting for Somerset. You know, he took the aggressive option when needed, but solid defence. And then Shoaib Bashir entertained us all, didn't we? I don't think we've really seen Shoaib bat too much yet. I don't think anyone really knew what sort of shots he has in his locker, but we've certainly seen a lot of them today. And yeah, again, batted, you know, a lot of people remember his sixes and some of his slogs over deep at wicket into the Somerset stand. But actually, you know, he had a bit of pressure there. You know, he had some 5 balls to face off Dawson when Roo was 199. So, you know, it wasn't an all-out entertaining cameo. There was a proper cricket element to it as well. And yeah, just terrific to watch.
Yeah, really, really good to see that. And exciting as well for Somerset fans. If, you know, his high score up to this point was 6 not out, and now someone who's got 44 to his name, and he ran out of partners. He was 44 not out by the end. So very exciting for Somerset. Let's talk about the bowling now, because it was at the end of the innings when James Roof was eventually LBW to James Vince for 221. That won't look great in the scorecard, but the fact was that he was, by that point, trying to hit out to get the score moving up quickly. Sam, 2 wickets down already at Hampshire, and it was from the first ball of 2 separate bits. There was a first ball of the innings, and then after a rain delay, the first ball back after that as well. Talk us through what you made, first of all, of Jack Brooks coming in age 39 and picking up a wicket with his first ball.
The old boy, the father of the team, quite literally now, Jack Brooks. Like, wasn't it wonderful? You know, Joe Weatherly had been out there 4 or 5 sessions, probably. Go back to yesterday again, Hampshire would have been thinking, oh, we'll be batting shortly after lunchtime here. So mentally, maybe that, you know, wore them down a little bit. Maybe they're a bit tired. Maybe it kept a little bit low. But Jack Brooks, I see him wheeling away. I've never seen him move so fast. I tell you what, like, wow, I want some of what he is on. And he just loves playing. Headband on, that economy of run-up now. You know, it's just kind of 4 or 5 paces into his action. It was an absolute beauty, and he wheeled away. His teammates were delighted. Tom Abel, who is always... I love watching our highlights videos, right? Because you can... If you watch Somerset take a wicket, just keep your eyes on Tom Abel, usually at slip, because he absolutely loves it, and he's sprinting. He's usually the first one in. Even Tom Abel couldn't keep up with Jack Brooks. And then when they were showing the wicket on the big screen, Tom was kind of stood on his own, looking up, just fully enjoying it. So it was absolutely wonderful. And then, yeah, we've got a bit of rain. Casey comes in, and Ricky Clark was downstairs before the game yesterday. He'd not seen much of Casey Aldridge, if at all. And he said, oh, who's that young lad warming up? Said, that's Casey Aldridge. He said, oh, I'm quite glad he's retired. He looks quite sharp, gets a bit of bounce. And that's exactly what Casey did to Fletcher, Middleton. Like, it was lovely to see. 2 down. James Vince there at the end. He's got a 215-run deficit to make up. He dropped Roo on 86, made 221. He dropped Casey Aldridge on 8, made 88. If there's one man that can make up that sort of deficit, it is James Vince, though.
Yeah, so still a lot of this game left to go, obviously, but I want to give a word to Alfie Ogbourne as well, who's making his debut in this match. Ben didn't take a wicket, but was bowling from the end that we're at now, the Marcus Scothic Pavilion end, and looked like a bit of a handful.
Yeah, but he bowled well, didn't he? Yeah, it was a great stint to have on debut, isn't it? You know, opening the bowling with 500 on the board and a wicket in the first over. You know, it was an ideal environment for him to get settled into to a professional game in first-class cricket. So, yeah, he looked good. Bowled well. He angled the ball across the right-handers quite nicely. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see his made a first-class wicket tomorrow, and we'll... yeah, I think it's going to be a challenge to take 18 more wickets across this next 2 days, particularly if the weather does give us a bit of rain. But pressure does funny things, as we saw against Nottingham the other week.
Well, they're going to give the head coach a bit of a selection headache potentially after this game with all these changes that we talked about yesterday. A lot of those certainly within the batting have been proved to be a good decision. We'll, of course, bring you all of the action tomorrow on the live stream. So you can join us from just before 11 o'clock, of course, weather permitting. But what is a very sweet day for Somerset fans, savour it tonight. Maybe raise a glass of cider or something similar to James Roux. And we'll be back with you tomorrow morning.